Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, we present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Our first story is about Representative Lee Zeldin, the newly appointed administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's sparking controversy with his decision to cancel a $50 million grant allocated for a critical environmental project. The grant, which was awarded to a consortium of universities and research institutions, aimed to study and mitigate the effects of climate change on vulnerable coastal communities. The cancellation of the grant has been met with widespread criticism from environmental groups, scientists, and lawmakers. Many have expressed concerns that the move will not only harm the environment, but also undermine the country's ability to respond to growing threats of climate change. This decision is a clear example of the administration's disregard for science and its commitment to protecting the interests of polluters, said a spokesperson for the Sierra Club. Zeldin has defended the decision, stating the grant was not in the best interest of the American people. He also claimed that the project's goals were too narrow and that the fund could be better spent on other initiatives. However, critics argue that the cancellation of the grant is a politically motivated move aimed at undermining climate change research and policy. The controversy surrounding the grant cancellation has also raised questions about Zeldin's qualifications to lead the EPA. As a former congressman, Zeldin has been a vocal critic of environmental regulations and has received significant funding from fossil fuel interests. His appointment to the EPA has been widely criticized by environmental groups, who argue that he is unfit to lead the agency. The cancellation of the $50 million grant has also sparked concerns about the future of environmental research and policy in the United States. As the country continues to grapple with the challenges of climate change, many argue that investments in research and mitigation efforts are more critical than ever. The decision to cancel the grant has been seen as a step in the wrong direction, and many are calling on the administration to reconsider its decision. Designation of foreign terrorists is our next story. The U.S. Department of State has announced its decision to designate certain Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, sparking a mixed reaction from lawmakers, experts, and Mexican officials. The move aims to disrupt the cartel's financial networks and impose harsher penalties on individuals and entities linked to these groups. The designated cartels include the Sinaloa Cartel, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, and the Cartel del Noreste. These groups have been responsible for significant violence, extortion, and narcotics trafficking in Mexico and beyond. The decision has been welcomed by some U.S. lawmakers, who argue that it will provide law enforcement agencies with additional tools to combat cartel-related crime. However, others have expressed concerns that the designation may not be effective in reducing violence or disrupting cartel operations. Mexican officials have also reacted cautiously to the announcement, with some expressing concerns that the designation could lead to unintended consequences, such as increased violence or further fragmentation of cartel groups. Mexico's foreign ministry stated that it would continue to work with the U.S. to address shared security challenges, but emphasized the need for cooperation and coordination in efforts to combat organized crime. The designation of Mexican cartels as FTOs marks a significant shift in U.S. policy towards these groups. While it remains to be seen how effective this approach will be in reducing cartel-related violence and crime, it is clear that the U.S. government is taking a more aggressive stance towards these organizations. Next up, Pete Hegseth, a former Army officer and Fox News personality, has been making waves with his comments on the state of the U.S. military. Specifically, he's been targeting what he calls woke generals, top military leaders who he believes are more focused on promoting progressive ideologies than on winning wars. Hegseth's views on the military are shaped by his own experiences as an infantry officer in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's argued that the military's focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives is undermining its effectiveness and creating a culture of political correctness. In a recent interview, Hegseth stated that woke generals who prioritize social justice over military readiness will soon find themselves out of a job. He's advocated for a shakeup in the military's leadership, arguing that it's time for a new generation of leaders who prioritize winning wars over promoting progressive ideologies. Hegseth's comments have sparked a heated debate about the role of politics in the military and the balance between social justice and military effectiveness. While some have praised Hegseth for speaking truth to power, others have criticized him for promoting a divisive and partisan agenda. The DOGE website's up. The Department of Government Efficiency has officially launched its website, marking a significant milestone in the department's efforts to promote transparency, accountability, and efficiency in government operations. The website provides an overview of DOGE's missions, goals, and initiatives. It also features a range of resources, including reports, data, and tools designed to help government agencies, lawmakers, and the general public better understand and improve government efficiency. According to DOGE officials, the website is intended to serve as a central hub for information and resources related to government efficiency. It will be regularly updated with new content, including news, blog posts, and announcements about upcoming events and initiatives. The launch of the DOGE website has been welcomed by government watchdog groups and advocates for transparency and accountability. "This is an important step forward in promoting government efficiency and accountability," said one advocate. "We look forward to working with DOGE to ensure that the website becomes a valuable resource for everyone interested in improving government operations." DOGE officials say the website is just one part of the department's broader efforts to promote government efficiency and accountability. They plan to continue working with government agencies, lawmakers, and other stakeholders to identify areas for improvement and develop solutions to address them. Next up, PBS has announced that it will be shutting down its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department, sparking a mix of reactions from employees, advocates, and critics. According to a memo sent to staff, the decision to eliminate the DEI department is part of a broader effort to reorganize and streamline the organization's operations. The memo stated the responsibilities of the DEI department will be absorbed by other departments and teams within the organization. The move has been met with criticism from some employees and advocates who argue that the DEI department played a crucial role in promoting diversity and inclusion within PBS. They worry that the elimination of the department will undermine efforts to increase representation and inclusion within the organization. Others, however, have praised the decision, arguing that the DEI department had become too focused on ideological agendas and had lost sight of its core mission. They see the move as an opportunity for PBS to refocus on its core values and education, journalism, and storytelling. The shutdown of the DEI department comes at a time when PBS is facing increased scrutiny over its content and operations. Some critics have accused the organization of promoting a liberal bias and neglecting conservative viewpoints. In response to the criticism, PBS has stated that it remains committed to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion within its organization and content. The organization has pledged to continue working towards creating a more inclusive and representative workplace culture. The elimination of the DEI department is expected to take place over the coming months, with affected employees being offered support and resources to transition to new roles within the organization. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, subscribe, and maybe leave a comment. We're still dedicated to bringing you a weekday program here, and we hope you enjoyed it. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.